The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to have Michael Kruk up on the Institute on the Constitution with us. The American View, longtime friend of the ministry, also the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party back in 2004. Excited about that. So, hello friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the show. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as, well, our little pretty princess, Stephanie Joy. I like that. I like Joy. Do you carry that Joy around with you,
you know,
all day long?
Not
because you always got that
time.
Kind of that ridiculous looking smirk on your face.
Not always.
Sometimes I just wish someone would just come up and just smack it off.
Oh, that's very loving.
Well, I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying that, you know, I mean, when I look at you at times, I know that a plastic surgeon at times, that's the only thing that could remove that smirk that is carried
well,
over
you know,
every
that's not
aspect
bad. Of
my life.
Of course, I have my moments of being an angry elf.
There's nothing worse than when you're in a bad mood is to turn and look at someone that's smiling. No matter
right.
what, hey, the house is on fire and you look over there and she's got this smirk on her face. You get the point. I think it's a good thing, but in this particular case, it really bothers me, so knock it off.
All right, I'll quit
smiling. Okay, thank you. Folks, again, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. For those that have not checked out the website, I have some friends across the country that just recently did said, Bradley, this stuff looks great. Well, that's all attributed to Eric Hollander, the artist. Check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean. Two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And or follow me on my Twitter account. Again, thank you for the response. It's Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. You can also call in at any time. Please state a topic. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words, said Mr. George Washington. And, of course, he got that from the Christ. And to say all that, to say this, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's just a terrible.
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 Terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. As we
we're
always
having
say,
too much fun on this Monday.
Know,
I'm just telling you. I'm almost afraid. Take heed that you stand lest you fall.
Oh, too much fun.
It's almost like, okay, Lord, where's it going to come from today?
All right. No, I hear you. But what we're going to talk about first is letting you know that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We want the heart of Christ. We want the mind of Christ. But as Bradley mentioned, we are going to have on today's show Mr. Michael Perutka, very nice man, and he's going to be talking to us a little bit about impeachment. But before we talk to him about that, I'm going to give you a little bit of background and some information on impeachment. It's not really a word that you hear all the time. However, it kind of became a household word in America during the process of the 1990s, the late 1990s, which may have removed President Clinton from office.
Who was impeached, by the way?
By the House of Representatives, yes. That's right, and then the Senate has to approve it. So we'll get into a little bit of that. But what is impeachment? It's a general question. Impeachment is the process of removing senior public servants from office and takes the form of a trial. Now, who can impeach the president? That's a good question.
Hang on a second. Impeachment is a formal process in which an official is accused of unlawful activity, the outcome of which, depending on the country, may include the removal of that office official from office as well as the criminal or civil punishment.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting to note because my mind is going back to Michelle Bachmann right now, who said, you know, basically when you ask the question, who can impeach the president, the 435 members of the lower house of Congress, the House of Representatives, can decide whether he slash she can be charged with impeachable offenses. But, you know, when Michelle Bachmann was asked that question, she said, we need the support of the people to be able to bring that forward.
Well, and that's where she drives her consent power.
That's exactly right. And the reason why it came forth in the Bill Clinton era is because the people were the driving force to bring that. So the House, therefore, acted. So it really does lie again with we the people, as it always does. So it goes to the House of Representatives. They can decide whether he has been charged with an impeachable offense, and the 100 members of the upper house, which would be the Senate, must decide whether he is guilty. His or her sentence would be the removal from office. Now, you might be asking yourself the question, well, what is an impeachable offense? The U.S. Constitution states that a president, vice president, senior civil servants, and judges can be removed if found guilty of, quote, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors which are not defined. So when you go back and you look, talking about President Clinton, and you say, well, he came close there because we kind of went halfway through the House but not all the way through the Senate.
Yeah.
But you might ask yourself the question, well, has any president ever been impeached before? Well, according to this, the answer is no. Andrew Johnson faced impeachment proceedings in 1868, but was cleared by the Senate, similar with Bill Clinton.
Yep.
Richard Nixon...
Well, you have the fox and the chicken coop, and you have...
their buddies.
Oh, they're all hanging out.
Exactly.
WWF at its worst.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Richard Nixon, he resigned in 1974 before full proceedings began, and in Clinton's case, the Senate voted not to proceed with impeachment. In many senses, the damage to the integrity of the president had already been done, and his removal may have simply left America in a political vacuum that go on and on.
Right. Well, now, see, if the American people had known back in the 90s what crimes that the Clinton administration were actually committing against we the people, namely Chinagate, giving the Chinese military American secrets.
That's right.
Concerning our military, he would have got his keister kicked out.
That's right. Now, if we look at Hamilton, another one of our founding forefathers, he noted in Federalist Number 65 that the key element for consideration of impeachment is that the president has abused or violated some public trust.
Yeah.
Which we've seen here today, obviously.
Yep.
In other words, the president, as a public official, has engaged in, quote, misconduct. Hamilton was clear in laying out the impeachment process that it resides in the Congress, not in the courts, and that it properly should be the House of Representatives that takes the first steps. Importantly, Hamilton understood clearly the seriousness of the impeachment process and cautioned that extreme care must be its hallmark. So that's a little background information as far as impeachment goes. We can go into more founding forefathers quotes as we continue on here today. But that's what Michael Peruca is going to be his premise of what he's coming on the show for today.
Yeah.
And we're excited to hear more about it because it really is not a word you hear very often.
No,
it should be.
No. As a matter of fact, Machiavelli was destroyed for lack of impeachment, and nations are destroyed because they don't deal with those that are actually entrusted by the people to lead that nation. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. And friends, let me go back to the scriptural context and content that I need to bring forth so you can understand why we're talking impeachment. Impeachment is laying the axe to the root of the tree, friends, because no longer is it dealing with the branches on the tree. It's simply saying, you know what? Enough is enough. We're tired of talking about them fruitless conversations, those vain, empty, worthless, dead-end conversations, that rhetorical talk, that circular reasoning where the dog never catches its tail. Well, when we begin to talk about impeachment, we're talking about laying the axe to the root of the tree. So instead of blowing up the crimes committed by the administration, it blows up the authority of the constitutional republic and the laws within the people, because the people are the law, to lay the axe to the root of the tree so they don't have to complain about what they're not tolerating anymore. Hey, friends, justice, the guardian of liberty. We're going to be talking about impeachment.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. 301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We've got Bradley and Stephanie. Folks, anytime you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Please stay topic. Again, please stay topic. We got Mr. Michael Peruca, a longtime friend, presidential candidate for 2004. Well, he was actually the candidate for the Constitutional Party. He's also, I don't know how I'd actually introduce you, Mr. Peruca.
Founder of Institute on the
founder.
Constitution.
I like that.
I
You're
like
the founder
that.
Of Institute on the Constitution and the American Ville. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Oh, Bradley, it's great to be with you, and I thank you for your kindness and your hospitality.
Oh, awesome.
You know, I think you're very kind and hospitable yourself.
She
there,
really
Michael.
Does, Michael. I mean, this goes without fail to say, or without fail, that she will always bring up the fact that every time Michael Peruca's name, he's such a nice man. He's such a nice man. But, Michael, I want to talk about something serious going on in our country today. And I see that there's very far and few between that are willing to actually pull the axe out and lay that axe to the root of the tree. And I'm talking about the topic of impeachment. And when I look at what's going on in the country and I read the Constitution of the United States, for example, we got Benghazi, we got Fast and Furious, we got this administration entertaining America's enemies within the White House, namely the Muslim Brotherhood. Entertaining our enemies, highlighting the holiday Ramadan concerning our sworn enemies within. And then we have the IRS scandal, and I can go on and on and on and on concerning the impeachable offenses concerning this individual. And I know as a fact that nations are destroyed for the lack of impeachment. And so what I'd like to do today is I'd like to actually highlight impeachment and just kind of, because this is your expertise, you're an attorney as well. Can you just kind of bring us through an overview of the impeachment process and what America needs to do to actually put their hand on that axe, to lay it to the root of this administration's tree?
Well, sure, Bradley, I can do that. But before I even begin, let me say that what's necessary in order to lay that axe to the root of that tree is the political will to do so.
Amen.
And we have to remember that in everything we discuss. But impeachment itself, Bradley, is in Article 2 and Section 4 of the Constitution. For impeachment of the president or vice president or any executive official, and it says for treason or bribery or high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, you know, there's been a lot of debate about what that actually means, mm-hmm. but high crimes and misdemeanors really goes back to it was a 17th and 18th century term, which the high part doesn't necessarily mean any any scrupulous necessity for proof or a higher standard of proof. What it means is really, it really refers to the office, and it has to do with misconduct of someone who is charged with a particular duty in an office. And that would include things like perjury of oath, or misuse of assets, or conduct unbecoming, or the failure to supervise properly those that are under his office and control. And I think in America today, if you look at the actions of this president, or excuse me, of Barack Obama, for other reasons we could discuss another time, I don't actually refer to him as the president. That's another show. But if in fact you concede that he is the president, then you need to go no further than some of the things that you've already mentioned. And I don't know if you mentioned, you know, the murder, the calling for the murder of American citizens by drones, et cetera, mm-hmm. without any due process, you know, without any indictment or by grand jury or trial by jury of their peers, without even any charges that the administration takes upon itself under the authority, under the direction of Barack Obama, to take the life of anyone, including American citizens. Mm-hmm. That seems to be obviously in violation of his oath to uphold the law, misuse of assets, and surely under the definition of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah, but Michael, doesn't the President of the United States, I mean, under the impression, actually I should say the delusion that the American people are under, that he's some sort of demigod. He is impervious to the laws of our constitutional republic. He's got some sort of congressional immunity, or executive immunity. He can go ahead and do whatever he wants whenever he wants to. And in saying all that to say this, you bring up another point. Actually, this question begs the answer. What of executive order? You know, I mean, let's just take it to the hilt here, Michael, and say all these executive orders that he's actually, pinning down and saying, you know what, this is now law because I say so. I'm trying to find that in the Constitution of the United States, my friend, and I just cannot find it.
Well, you know, like, let me deal with that real quickly. If I can, Bradley, one of the great lies about this whole thing, about one of the great mysteries about executive orders is, and what makes it a great lie, is that there's an element of truth. There is such a thing as an executive order, but it's not what we've been told that it is. And let me just explain this way: the president is the chief executive of the executive department. He's the head of the executive department of government. Let's just say, for example, that some high government official or some head of state passed away this week. The president can issue an executive order that all the flags of the executive branch will fly at half mast, mm-hmm. in honor of someone who passed away this week. Mm-hmm. But his authority is only over the executive branch. It's not to make law for anyone else.
So what you're saying, in essence, Michael, is it doesn't usurp the constitutional republic and the enumeration of laws which are confined in that documentation. The empire of laws, as John Adams rightly said.
Well, of course, the presidency is an office that exists under the Constitution, not over the Constitution.
There you go.
So, you know, and the same obviously would be true of the courts. We also sometimes get all balled up because we hear people all the time say it's something like Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. Well, how can Roe v. Wade be the law of the land where under the Constitution courts don't make law, and presidents don't make law? It says the very first sentence of the Constitution, Bradley, after the preamble, the very first sentence says, all legislative power herein granted, is vested in a Congress of the United States. All. Well, if all is vested in the Congress, how much does that leave over for the presidency?
Mm-hmm.
How much does it leave left over for the courts? It's a very simple math problem. If all of it is in Congress, then it's zero that's left over for either of the other two branches. But you're right that the problem in America is we have let ourselves become convinced, or fall under this illusion or delusion that the president is something that he's not. He's under the Constitution.
And that's what he swore to uphold.
It's very interesting, too, when you take a look at that quote by Theodore Roosevelt. He said, "No man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it." So when you're talking about Barack Obama, he is not over that Constitution. He's under that Constitution. Oh. I think that's an excellent point to make.
Well, we could go on for hours here.
Yes.
I mean, because there's so many different directions we're going. But Michael, let me get back to my premise. What is it that the American people need to do to actually make this count by beginning the process of impeachment towards this administration? Because until the American people actually become the laws of the republic, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, he's going to continuously do what he does, and that is violate the laws of that constitutional republic.
Well, you or I, as American citizens, don't have the power under the Constitution to bring an article of impeachment, but our congressmen do. Well, our representatives in Congress do. And it's a two-step process, a two-stage process, and it's designed that way by our founders. And by the way, our founders were a little worried about the way Parliament used to do it, because they would just bring charges and then have a vote. But in America, there's really a two-step process that involves both houses of Congress, where the debate, the public debate, is supposed to be happening in the House of Representatives, which brings charges and debates them. And if they pass them, then there's a trial in the Senate, which is a more formal proceeding, with the Chief Justice of the United States presiding as the presiding over that trial. And it takes 2/3 of the members of the Senate to convict. And you know, in our history, we've never actually had a conviction, because Andrew Johnson, back in 1868, I think it was, mm-hmm. Got off by one vote. He escaped conviction. And Nixon was, of course, resigned before the articles were actually voted on. And Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, was actually
same difference, Michael.
He was impeached but not convicted.
Right.
That's an interesting point I was going to bring up, because we had talked a little bit about that in the first portion of the show. But when you say that we need the political will to impeach, now, our representative, Michelle Bachmann, she was talking about how someone asked her this question and said, what about impeachment? She said, well, we need the people to get behind us, to have the support to be able to bring those things forth in the House of Representatives. So when you speak of political will, do you mean the political will of the House of Representatives to stand up and assert themselves and start the process, or the people to go behind them and say, we need to do this thing?
Michael, can you hold on until we get onto the other side of this break, and we'll answer that question? Sounds good. You got Bradley and Stephanie talking with Michael Peruca from the American View and the Institute on the Constitution. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com if you'd like to call in. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. I got a quick quote, and then Steph, I'll let you go ahead and
reiterate that question.
It was a great one. It was.
In,
yeah. And by the way, friends, we got Michael Pruka from the Institute on the Constitution and the American View. Folks, the presidential candidate for 2004 for the Constitutional Party.
The Michael Pruka.
The Michael.
The Michael.
Not some counterfeit. We got
right.
The real deal here. Mm-hmm. Listen to this carefully. Marcus Tullius. Say his last name.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Cicero.
Cicero.
Cicero. A nation cannot survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive. I'm sorry. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in a sense familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague.
Wow.
Wow. What say you, Michael?
Well, I think that's a very, very apt quote because... especially with respect to the traitor is really the more treasonous or the treasonous person that's inside the gates is much more dangerous. And I think what that leads us to is the thought that I think it should be clear to us now that those who are quote unquote in charge in America really are the enemies of America and of the American view. And that's what we have. It's not just the man named Barry Satoru, Barack Obama. It's much deeper and broader than that.
Well, I think that's a great point to make. And the question I had asked before
Well, we
last
do know
break,
that Obama's allies are America's enemies.
Sworn enemies.
I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So
that's a great point to make. You know, the traitor within, you know, and that's what we're seeing here in this administration and in all forms of government. Not everybody, but we're seeing it, obviously, throughout our government today. But the question that I had, you had brought this up, Michael, when you first got on the air about the political will to impeach. Now, I had seen an interview with Michelle Bachmann, and one of the questions that was brought to her was, why not impeachment? Why hasn't this come forward, you know, on the question and topic of impeachment? And she said, well, we need the political kind of will of the people is what she was referring to. We need the people to get behind us as something that they want us to bring forth. And that's why it was brought up during the Clinton administration, is because the people were behind them. So, Michael, when you refer to political will, are you saying that you're referring to the people need to get behind those in the House of Representatives, or those who are in the House of Representatives need to assert themselves and say, this is what we're going to start this process because we see that the laws have been violated?
Well, that's a great question. I really mean both. I had a little bit of time to think about that over the break here because you mentioned it during the last session there. And I really think that that it does require the political will of the American people. However, Michelle, here's why I believe that's a weak argument on the part of Michelle Bachmann,
mm-hmm.
because she has in fact stood before God and before Him and before us, taken an oath that she would do this, that she would uphold her oath of office. Her oath of office calls for her to bring in articles of impeachment, whether or not she's got anybody backing her up or not.
Mm-hmm.
In my own district, Stephanie. Andy Harris is my, and he's actually a friend of mine. Andy Harris is my representative in Congress here in Maryland. And he has been asked this question on the radio, and his response has been not unlike Michelle Bachmann's, in that he's saying, well, he sees it useless or fruitless to bring an article of impeachment because it wouldn't go anywhere, or words to that effect, in his view. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is not whether it would go somewhere or what he thinks might be the eventual outcome. It's his duty to do his job. It's like a police officer not arresting somebody for murder because you say, well, in this environment, that person might not be convicted. That's not the point. It's your duty to do your duty, and you've taken an oath before God, and you stood before the American people, and you did that, Michelle and Andy. So that's your job. Please do it.
Yeah, that's such a great point.
You know, I'm gonna get the rubber to meet the road here real quick. Michael, from the friends that you have that are a part of the system, the institution, the government per se, who are those within that you see that are actually doing something? Because, you know, over and over, the American people, what's highlighted is the bad guys, not the good guys. Who are the good guys? Let's highlight some of them that we can actually stand behind them, get behind them, and get the job done.
Well, thank you for asking that. I'm scrambling for a good answer for you here. I thought this might be a nice time to say that Stephanie is such a nice, polite, gentle lady.
Oh, thanks, Michael. It's a good time.
You know, is that the point that you're making, is you can't find them?
Well, I would say this. I can find more of them at a local level, and that's where I'm hoping that we can engender more of them than I think exist in Washington, D.C.
Well, go ahead. No, go ahead,
no, that's
Michael.
Okay.
I was just going to say that we've got to think
and act locally.
Well, no, listen. We see the Trey Gowdies. We see these guys actually, you know, they're highlighted by the state-run media. You see very little opposition. And if you do, it always seems to be just some, you know, no big deal. You know, but when we see the Trey Gowdies going for the throat, and you see all the conservatives high-fiving Trey Gowdy, and then only to find out that he actually helped and voted in favor of funding Obamacare, it kind of pulls away everything that you thought he stood for.
Yeah.
Just case in point. I mean, we can name a plethora of these guys all across the board. Or what about the conservatives, the radio show hosts, you know, the big-name conservatives out there that are actually painting the American people's backs up to the wall through their reasoning, their debating, their PC, their political correctness. I want to bring about resolve, and that's why I wanted Michael Pruka on the radio to say, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do, and this is what we have to do, and if we respond, we can do it. Because, Michael, I have hope. We can do this, one nation under God, not without him.
Well, I agree with you, and I think one thing that we should think about, and I do this in my presentations that I give, Bradley, is I try to make the point that conservative, the word conservative, is not really a standard. And what we should be looking for are what the standards are, and the standard is the Word of God what our founders called the law of nature, nature's God. So the Bible and the Constitution, they are fixed standards. When we get in and start to think, well, he's more conservative or less conservative than him, or he's the lesser of two evils, we get lost in that mush and we get taken. We get taken down the road. We get taken to the cleaners, if you will, by those, especially in the centers of power like Washington, D.C.
Well, we see those that are willing to publicly promote something in the North and then quietly and behind closed doors actually condemn it in the South. Mm-hmm. And this is the game that's constantly being played out in front of the American people. My suggestion and my resolve is this. Justice is the guardian of liberty, and enough is enough, and we need to begin to vet our local governments and then take it to a national level. But I believe that until we actually bring forth repentance and fruit of repentance towards a just and a holy God, this country is going nowhere. But I also believe it's the job of the church in America today to actually lead the way. And so many times, and you just, you know, high-fived me. You proved my point that the conservatives, for the most part, I was, a side of that, but saying the same thing. I was talking to our producer this morning, and I said, what's the difference between the left and the right? I said, the difference is the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. And then I say to the right, there wouldn't be no left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. But doing the right thing is standing on the rock of God's word, not trying to find whose opinion matters more or who's more famous or who's more popular right now.
Yeah, and as you always say, we have one constitution. Both left and right adhere to that one constitution. There should be no debate. It's clear what it is.
Well, Bradley, you just violated the law of a talk show host because you just explained the point so much better. You left absolutely nothing for your guest to say.
Well, you know, again here, man, maybe that's what's working for us. I think God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise because it takes the faith of a child. I mean, wasn't it Jesus that said that he withheld it from the wise and the prudent, but he gave it unto the babes? I just simply believe the word of God. And I believe that if the Lord established less than 3% of the population through 56 men, 13 colonies, and how many men were involved at such a small population, but they were calling upon the God of Israel in Jesus' name, and he established, and we're here 238 years later, and he's faithful unto 1,000 generations, my friend. If he did it for them, he promises to do it for me. And I know that God never used a majority. He always used a minority. But I just believe, Michael, more than anything, that the knowledge and the correlation that we need between God and government, because God gave government, Exodus 18:21, is so important. Until we get back to that history, we're not going to know how to go forward, my friend. And that's why I think it's so valid to have a guy like you on the radio program.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind. And I, you talked about vetting our local candidates,
yes.
And I think that begs the question that I think you just answered, which is, what standard do you vet them by? And you vet them by God's word, God's law, and you vet them by that to which they took an oath to protect and defend, which is the Constitution. And Bradley, this is what we've been trying to do for like 15 years with at Institute on the Constitution, theamericanview.com. We publish courses of instruction that help people to understand what that standard is so that they can do that vetting process properly.
You guys got courses too via
email. I just got a commercial in there. You heard that, didn't you?
No. I was going to ask you anyways. Michael, you guys also do an online constitutional course,
and we've been
right?
through your Constitution course.
Yes, yes. Three times.
Yeah, yes. Thank you very much. We do have we have a series of courses not only on the U.S. Constitution but also on what it means to be a good juror, how to do jury duty, which is the fourth branch of government, and we have a number of other courses and instructions which people can find at theamericanview.com or by calling us at 866-730-9796.
One more time.
866-730-9796.
Perfect timing. We thank you again, Michael Pruka from the Institute on the Constitution. Thank you for your time very much. Folks, we're going to come back. One more segment to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, one more high five. Thank you, Michael Pruka from the Institute on the Constitution and the American View. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right. Bradley Dean truly is a prophet foretelling the truth to a hurting, decaying nation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
You know, it's interesting, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. This is near and dear to my heart. God is known by the judgments that he executes. As a matter of fact, the very throne of heaven is established in righteousness and judgment. But what isn't it interesting that what we hear today and what we see today through the state-run media and through a lot of our conservative friends that are, I hope, inadvertently, are actually promulgating the crimes. Here, let me say it this way. There are so many that are magnifying the crimes against we the people rather than magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against those that are committing the crimes.
Right.
And once we turn that around and we begin to magnify the laws of the Constitution against those that are committing the crimes, folks, that's called justice. But the problem with America is, again, going back to 78% of those that profess their Christianity, you can't even get them to name three of the Ten Commandments. And therein lies the problem. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6.
That's exactly right.
And, folks, we're actually just kind of running off our conversation we just had with Michael Perico from Institute on the Constitution and the American View. Great interview. It was awesome. By the way, I'm a better person to be interviewed than to interview.
Yeah.
I'm a proclaimer. I'm not an interviewer.
Right.
But there's a lot of people out there that can bring to the table what I just cannot.
Right.
And it's a different perspective. And I think it's the different perspective that matters, because I'm the guy that will always, I promise, you hold the nail, I'll drive the hammer down on the head of the nail.
That's right. And his education goes deep, deep, deep within it. So we want to gather from his knowledge and his wisdom of what he has and bring that forth on the radio program. Now, it's something interesting to know. I thought it was a good point that he made when he was talking about about, you know, the will of the people, and he's heard that from his representative. We've heard that from Michelle Bachmann, the people getting behind. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, they say, you know, they want the will of the people. But, you know, he's right. Your oath was to do the right thing no matter who supports you.
Yeah.
And it was made me think.
You mean a man might or a woman might that represent we the people actually have to stand alone?
Exactly.
Hey, just like John Knox, the Scottish reformer, yeah, rightly said, a man with God is always in the majority.
That's exactly right. And they made me think of.
That's what makes the leader.
John Quincy Adams. It also made me think of William Wilberforce. They kept bringing forth, you know, their petitions to Congress to end slavery.
Yeah.
No matter who supported them, yep, they brought it forth, boom, failed. Brought it forth, boom, failed. Brought it forth. But eventually, it prevailed because they were faithful to God, they were consistent, and no matter who supported them, they kept going and going until they got the support that they needed. They didn't say, well, listen, they're small beginnings, we can't even move it forward.
Yeah.
No, they brought it no matter who was there, and eventually, because they were so persistent, well,
yeah,
people began to see the light of what they were saying, and eventually those petitions got passed.
I don't know, maybe in the modern day, maybe there's just something different between the faith of Christ then and the faith of Christlessness today.
Right.
Because, mm-hmm, you know, what you see is a lack of faith. I don't know, maybe God's just hiding them, Stephanie.
That's
right. I'm being facetious, but Chase wanted to interject something.
Yeah, can I say one thing before he does? And the thing is, these men were standing on principle, regardless of who followed them. The principle was there. They knew something was wrong, and they brought forth the recommendations to write it, no matter who stood with them. If God be for you, who could be against
you? And
God never used the majority.
What did they go back to? What did they revert back to? Our founding documents that God had established.
That's right.
Namely, the Declaration of Independence. Chase, you're up, sir.
And another thing, they were also really jealous of the power that they had within the government. They were constantly, it seemed like, warring against the other branches. I mean, it's not that
because they see the price paid to establish that.
Exactly. And nowadays, you have the whole entire government as a one entity warring against the American people, which is exactly the opposite of the intention. But I was
the illusion, but go ahead.
Right. I was looking into the impeachment of Andrew Johnson, because you guys mentioned it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. He was impeached for removing the Secretary of War, Edwin M. Stanton, and there was an act that was initiated like 2 months prior. He vetoed it. They brought it through. It was later determined to be unconstitutional. So in the large scheme of things, he actually didn't do anything, quote-unquote, wrong.
Right.
Majorly.
Right.
But today would be laughed at.
That's an excellent point.
Hair-trigger impeachment.
Yeah.
It didn't take anything. Yeah. They just jumped on it. And nowadays, it's like...
It's like the Puritan mindset back then, yes.
We have the administration literally murdering people, killing its own people, just ripping the Constitution in half, and people are talking about whether or not they should.
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point, the fact of how judgment has turned backwards so much that you're talking about, you know, Andrew Johnson didn't, quote-unquote, actually really do anything. If you look at Nixon, you know, he just had the scandal before him. He just resigned before impeachment could take place. But now the standard, back then, the standard was so high that if you have even the smallest offense, we're going to bring forth these charges of impeachment against you. Now, the charges are so high, if you look at, you know, like you brought them up before, Bradley, the IRS and all the drones and everything, you're going back and forth, Benghazi, everything. Now it's like the crimes are stacked so high, and then when you bring up the word impeachment, it's almost like, well, that'll never happen. It's like, why would that never happen? Look at all the abuses and all the breaking of the law. Why do we think that's such a far-fetched thing? Why is judgment turned so far backwards is a good question to ask.
As if to say stealing means you go out and rob a bank.
Or you have to draw the bank, you know, like 20 times before the policeman will come and even say anything against you.
Finding actually stealing someone's penny is the same thing as stealing or robbing a bank in the sight of God.
That's right.
So that's what people need to come to terms with, mm-hmm, is the fact that stealing is stealing, lying is lying, crime is crime, and crime is what? Nothing but violation towards God's moral law.
That's right. And the standard keeps coming lower and lower.
That's the point.
That's the point. Yeah. It just reminds, this is a bunny trail here, but I do a class.
Wait, let me ask you the question. Yeah. When does it get to the point where the government has gone too far?
Exactly. They've already gone too far, but yet the people still are. It's just so out there to think of bringing forth.
It reminds me of Isaiah 42, where the Lord said that there's a fire that burneth round about you, and it's burning you up, but they knew it not, God, mm-hmm, said through Isaiah.
And the standard of morality has decreased so much. This is a side note, but I do a class, and I show a picture of a girl wearing a bathing suit. Now, by all standards, this was in the 1930s, like, you know.
20s.
Yeah, yep. 20s. She's wearing basically a thick tank top, totally goes up to her neck. She's wearing shorts that would be considered an unbelievably modest, old-fashioned, you probably get laughed at bathing suit up to date in mm-hmm. today's century. Now, that woman back in 1922, she was thrown in jail for indecent exposure.
Yes.
Now, I'll ask the question to the schools, how many of you girls...
Well, they would say, why would she have got thrown in jail? Because she was adding fuel to the fire
That's right.
that hadn't been ignited yet, and they knew that little by little it was going to ignite a
That's
fire,
right.
and then it was going to jeopardize other women, maybe possibly being raped.
That's
and we
right.
wonder why rape is on the uprise.
Exactly.
It's
and the
out of
standard
hand.
Was so high that that woman was thrown in jail for, by today's standards, an unbelievably modest swimsuit. But nowadays, we see all kinds of filth on TV, commercials. I mean, you name it. You get ads on the emails, on the internet. It's like, oh, whoa, where did
yeah.
this come from?
Yeah.
And now we act like, oh, that's just the norm.
Yeah.
Our founding forefathers, if they walked down the street, would roll over in their grave and say, this is not the America
yeah.
that we established. We have to see that our standard of morality has decreased so much.
And who is the standard? His name is?
Jesus Christ
Amen.
And the law of God. So it's unbelievable.
That he came to magnify Isaiah.
Right. And make it honorable.
Yes.
That's right.
So, Psalm 40.
We want to thank
Hebrews 10.
Exactly. We want to thank Michael Peruca again for being on the show with us today. Obviously, we have a job to do. We see everything that's going on wrong. But we don't want to talk about just the problems. We want to bring forth solutions and bring forth the answers. We want to encourage the people in the House of Representatives, your representatives, say, listen, this is why is this such a far-out-there thing? Let's make it a reality.
And keep in mind, they'll always get away, friends, with whatever you let them get away with.
Yeah, and as we talked about here before the show, you know, has any president ever been impeached before? The answer is no. And you basically said, well, maybe we need to make history. And that's what we need to do is we need to put our, well, I should say step up to the plate and hold those who are representatives accountable and say, listen, these are the crimes. This is nothing, you know, that's hidden. It's all in the plain light of day. Let's bring forth impeachment and move forward with it and see where it goes because that's the truth. But for those of you who want to support the Sons of Liberty, please, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. There is a donate button in the upper right-hand corner. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty for the month of March, you'll receive a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt. There's lots of things that go out concluding with that. So, for those of you who say, listen, I listen to your guys' show all the time. I really appreciate it. I feel like I'm going to church when I tune on the Sons of Liberty. That's what you ought to do, and that's what we want to be doing is having church, letting the Lord lead us, bringing forth the answers and the hope that is truly only found in Jesus Christ. We're returning to the heart of the issue, the root of the problem, which is man's sin before God. If your heart changes, the root changes, the whole entire tree will change.
True that. You know,
it's so true.
There's nothing that will change the nature of man except the Creator through His Son
That's
and the
right.
Holy Ghost. Nothing.
That's right.
You can go ahead and vain. You're fools for your pain to try any other method, friends. Go ahead and cry out unto Him, call upon His name, and tell me He doesn't answer. But let me tell you this. When He comes, He will turn you upside down to show you what you are not, only to put you right side up by the Holy Ghost to show you who He is.
That's right. And we got to take that's right. That's the root of the issue. It's kind of like, you know, if you got a leak in your roof and you have a bucket and you keep getting the water in the bucket from the leak, well, that's fine and dandy. But until you go up there and repair the roof, it's going to keep leaking. Our hearts are the same way. We need to go to Christ. But if you can donate, please do so. We cannot do this without you and your support. You can also call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Become a son or daughter of Liberty. Also, you can get our products of the week. There's lots of cool stuff.
I'm laughing here because we got the phone lines ringing. Of course. You know, that's why, you know, we've talked about having a second hour in the past, but the point is we are so busy. We are some busy bees.
We've got a second hour on Saturday, though.
Yes, we do.
2 to 4.
That's right. And we're rocking the gauge on Saturdays.
We are.
And we appreciate those that are listening across the country and across the globe. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and Daughters of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, said Mr. Washington. We love you by what we do. And again, a high five to Michael Peruca. We appreciate you guys out there. See ya.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.